Well, he got inching his britches there. All right, I took one of my hands, and Bob took one of his hands. We went up in there and we dug the grave. Late that afternoon there, it was hot. But the record showed it was in November, but it was hot. It was hot, because I know me and Bob went back down to the little country store. And I noticed when we went in, these people come in gathering around us. And we got us something to drink. We got the Cuddle Boy something to drink. Started out. They said, "Are y'all the people that's digging the grave up there?" And they said, "Yes." Bob said, "It's my mother." He said, "Well, we was planning on digging the grave. We don't allow colored people up in this part of the country. When you take them out tonight, don't bring them back. We'll cover the grave up." They were nice and polite, and we took them at the word, and we never carried them back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why I can't figure out why they fought for the North. And when they hated the colored people as the way they did, that don't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. I grew up with them there, liked them, got along with them. I got a family up there been with me 30 years, and I was telling him now to go through far, he'd go right through. Mm-hmm. And that's the confidence he got in me, and the confidence I got in him.
Well, that is a fascinating story up there. I'd love to try to do interviewing up there.
I'm not going to tell you to go there. If you want to go, you can go, but now I ain't going to tell you to go. But now they are good people up in there. They are good people. Because why I know, I went courting up in there one time. Well, I met a girl, and the boy told me, he said, "You're going to get the hell beat out of you." I said, "I don't think nothing." I went up in there and went to see the girl. When I come out there, well, I met a bunch of boys there. Instead of, you know, being smart out of care, I stopped there with them. And they had a little wildcat whiskey there, and they offered me a drink. I took a drink with them, and I said, "You want me to carry your boy at home?" No. "We're just going on having some fun now. Go ahead." Mm-hmm. And you know, I went up in there several times and I knew they'd have a minute's trouble. But if I went up in there and acted a little smart at it, they would have showed me right quick there what a door was. And that'd have kept me out too. Mm-hmm. But I knew I had a minute's trouble.
The reason I'd be interested in it is that if they've been so isolated, and I suppose intermarried mostly, so that the strangers from the outside really have never come in ever since the nation was founded or whatever. Their language would be pretty much exactly the way it was 100 years ago.
Yeah, I guess that's right. But the language is no different than ours. At least I don't see any difference. I played baseball up in there in Henderson, Lexington, Selma. And they were good people. They were good people. Mm-hmm. It's just a few roughnecks there that still of the old clannish there, and they're getting away from it. And the main reason that the people, you know, they say the people of McNair County have turned against Buford Pusser. They hadn't turned against Buford Pusser. They turned against the picture show portraying them as a lawless county. Which they resented severely, and that's why they beat Buford Pusser the last time as sheriff, because they resented the fact that they made this movie of them as a lawless bunch of people, and they're not. Mm-hmm. The majority of them are not.
Well, they probably have their own laws and customs.
Oh, yeah.
And they probably are as tough with each other.
That's right. So. But they still got good people up in there. I wouldn't be scared if I knew any of them up in there that I played baseball with. I wouldn't be scared a minute to go up in there.
Mm-hmm. That's real interesting. Part of the history.
Her side of the people has a story there that's more fascinating than anything.